Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Orioles collect a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox.
I don't know. I'm just trying to go out there and do my job. But I mean, I knew physically I'm still okay. Some tweaks. I'm trying to get my stuff going in the zone a little bit better. And
we have so many options right now, it's kind of hard to tell. But yeah, I mean, I was ready for whatever. It's always nice to get those opportunities, you know. It's especially once I made the switch to reliever, you know, back 8 years ago or so. It's like you dream of those moments.
I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. I feel like after those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, first 2 days of the change, I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that we've been in every game one way or another.
That's Tony Manzalina, Orioles interim skipper, talking about his team. Kind of an uprising here. Three in a row, first three-game sweep since last September against the Twins to close out the regular season of 2024. They won 6 of 8. So they're, you know, handling their business kind of, sort of. I mean, they've dug themselves so deep of a hole that they got a lot of work to do. Even start about playoff stuff, but they're better. And they handled the White Sox, one of the worst teams in baseball, accordingly. And the Orioles weren't really all that much better than Chicago, record-wise. So they did what they had to do. They got three quality starts, which is the one thing you hang your hat on. Nolan, get in here. And then Brian Baker, we heard from him, who got the save opportunity yesterday. Because the mountain had gone back-to-back days, you know, and he's still trying to get his command down, Bautista, but still effective. I mean, most teams would take him to finish games for them. For Brian Baker, we go back to a couple years ago, he's great. Then he wasn't so great. Then was sent back to the minors. And the only reason he made the team this year is because Kittredge got hurt in spring training. And he came in there yesterday, he looked like Goose Gossage against the White Sox. So all hands on deck mentality, and rightfully so, as we were here Friday when Mullins went on the IL. Mountcastle goes on over the weekend. Mayo got himself in an interesting situation a couple of days ago, which we'll talk about. But you know, they're not back to whatever they were. They're getting Kowser and Westberg back and Laureano eventually. So they're going to get healthier position player-wise. But Nolan McGraw, this 6 out of 8 uprising. And I know you said last week that you were angry at yourself for advocating for the dismissal of Brandon Hyde and Manzalino, maybe not the most electrifying man in baseball when it comes to meeting with the media before or after games. But are we starting to give him a little bit more of a pass? Because this 6-of-8 that we've seen is kind of their best uprising we've seen since the end of 2024. This is the best it's been record-wise since last year, literally.
Well, I would hope that they would have had at least one stretch like this at some point this summer. You simply can't go a full 162-game season without at least one decent stretch over 10 days, which is what they finally hit here. Now, it does come against a White Sox team. It's the only team in the American League, one of the few teams in baseball that you could say is worse than the Orioles. So they did what they were supposed to do this weekend. And I was worried on Friday that there is a chance they could lose this series. You're looking at some of the pitchers that the White Sox were going to throw out there this weekend. Not too bad. And some of them did work deep into these games. But the timeliness of the hits was there. Volume, we're still waiting on that. Still waiting on volume of home runs to show up. But they did enough. And to win three in a row has been rare. To win three in a row that were this close, that were nail biters going into the final innings, that's even more encouraging.
Yeah, Dylan Carlson had the big double. Arjun Urias had ribbies as well. But Charlie Morton, let's not bury the lead. Story of the day.
No doubt.
6 2/3. And this is a guy that had pitched in a lot of losing games for the Orioles. His record spoke for itself. They lost even when he was pitching out of the pen. They were 0-13 in games that Charlie Morton has pitched in. Worked himself back into the rotation. Injuries, other circumstances kind of led to that being a reality. But he beat the Cardinals, good team. Beat the White Sox, bad team. So good teams treat bad teams accordingly. Or better teams, shall we say. So Charlie Morton kind of stabilized a little bit when he was sent back to the pen. Still 41 years old. That's never going to change. But his production level has changed. And now as we are flipping into the calendar month of June, and you can still hold out hopes that the Orioles could make a run into the wild card or whatever it is. I mean, again, there's still way too much ground, in my opinion, for them to do that. But say Charlie Morton pitches well in June. 1-year deal, extensive playoff experience. Charlie Morton might go from one of the worst free agent signings in the history of the team to possibly a semi-decent trade chip for them coming up over the next 30 days or so.
I didn't even think that that would be a talking point this
morning. How
about
that?
But here we are. I'm on board. Well, you know me. Anything that's a sellable asset that you're going to get any semblance of a good offer for, I'm taking the deal. You know, not that you want to create a ton of holes, but just look at the situation you're in. You get an opportunity to sell, go for it. So if Morton ends up being somewhat attractive, we got a long way to go before we get there, but credit to him, it's not just the two previous starts, throw in his bullpen work. I'd say really the last month from him has been encouraging to me, and that's what makes me more willing to put stock in it. It's not just simply one outing or two outings. When you throw in the bullpen work, it's really been a solid overall couple weeks here. And there is some volatility with his role. He didn't know when he was going to pitch when he was coming out of the pen. A lot of those were low leverage situations. He's cleaning up for someone else's mess, or it's already a blowout. We just need you to eat a couple innings. So look, his last two outings, he's been better than what I thought he was going to be when they signed him. First couple months of the season, he was way worse than what we thought we were going to get. If he can just be in that 4 ERA territory, which would be a step back from what we've seen the last two turns through, that would be fantastic. So I did not expect this at all, but I guess they knew the entire time when they stuck with him.
Well, the biggest thing is his curve's working. That's the biggest thing.
He's been saying that all season long.
Right. Now it's getting over the plate. And he's striking people out, you know, and he's getting some, swing and misses. I was impressed. Palmer kept talking about it yesterday on the air.
We got Eplin, who pitched a quality start Friday to start the series. And since he came off the IL, he was very giving with the souvenirs, with the home run ball. He's a free agent to be. And then Kramer is going to be part of next year's rotation. He's been stabilizing here. And then we talk about Morton. They got Sagano tomorrow in Seattle taking on a Mariners team that's kind of offensively challenged. So they're starting to put some quality together. But Eplin, certainly a trade candidate. Maybe Morton becomes that guy. Not getting too carried away, I'm just saying. Because he's not going to be pitching the Orioles into October. The Orioles aren't making the playoffs, I don't think. But maybe he could help you in some capacity by flipping him for a bag of baseballs or a low-level prospect. Just get something for a guy that you thought you were going to DFA a month ago. I mean, April, he was what? Let's see here. He was 0-5 with a .926 earned run average with six homers. Opposing batting average against was over .300. He was dreadful. And I was at the Sunday game against Cincinnati. It was just, all I heard was a lot of loud noises bouncing off the wall in right field. But maybe you flip him. But to get competitive, it makes things a little more interesting when you watch them on a nightly basis as opposed to, oh, they're losing 6-0. Bottom of the set. We watch all, but, you know, the others will tap out. We watch every out because that's kind of what we have to do. Now you go to Seattle, take it on the Mariners, first place team. And then you go to the A's. Who knows what the hell they got going on there at the back end of the American League West. But Eplin, Morton maybe. Soto's kind of lessening his trade value. Dominguez, they're all pending free agents. These could all be movable pieces as we look ahead.
Right, and they're going to go as far as their pitching is going to take them. I mean, we knew that since spring training. We knew that since the offseason. And that's why everyone was so up in arms with the lack of moves in terms of pitching is because, look, you're just not going to win in Major League Baseball if you don't have the horses there. Well, for a 10-day stretch here, maybe it's just the stars aligning. Maybe it's a fluke. I don't know. Time will tell. But they've got the pitching. And you see the results. 6 out of 10, 7 of your last 11. Now let's see what the next 10 days looks like. If they can string together another 6-7 wins in the next 10 days, maybe we can start to have a conversation about this being a real turnaround. But that's what stinks so much is that you dug yourself so deep is that I'm not saying I'm not happy with this, but you just sweep a series and you're kind of sitting there like, all right, whatever. Typically, coming off a sweep, I should be ecstatic thinking about what's to come. But they're just so deep in this hole that you wonder if it's even going to make a dent.
Well, let's look at the opposite. They get swept by the White Sox. What are we talking about today?
Oh, yeah.
Manzolino's overmatched. This is terrible. I mean, they need to just clean house. Nobody's untouchable, that sort of thing. But now there's a pulse. Might be a faint pulse at that, but a pulse nonetheless. So the Orioles sweep the White Sox over the weekend. Off today in Seattle, taking on the Mariners tomorrow. Start of a three-game set. You want to get in, talk about it at 410-583-1057. Ravens this week, three OTA practices. But this was not originally planned.
No.
Three open to the media.
We were only scheduled for one. One this week, and it was on Thursday. And then one the following Thursday. But now, yeah. And I'm guessing, Bob, is, and I told you off air, I'm guessing is that all the guys are going to be there this week, and then they're not going to be here the following week prior to mandatory, and then they'll come to mandatory for the 2 days. That's my guess.
And it makes sense, and you were there last week, and we'll recap what you saw, and we're going to hear from some of the guys who spoke to said media. I mean, you have Mark Andrews, I mean, prominent in front of the mic, the first time he's spoken to the local media since the playoff loss. Dape always gained weight. Is a good weight? Is a bad weight? Who knows? He's probably going to lose some of it once they start sweating or you know what's off out there in July into August. But impressions of Tyler Loop, but did you really get any? Because it was raining, it was indoors, et cetera.
Oh, Bob, he didn't kick a ball.
Huh.
The whole day. He did not kick. He did not. Because I was standing there with Jameson Hensley. He says, I wonder if he's hurt. I wonder if he tweaked something. Because, I mean, he did nothing but just stand there the whole time. You know, so he did nothing. I met him after practice. Randy Brown introduced me to him and stuff. He's a well-built kid. Solid. And Bob, I told him, I said, hey, Tyler, we had a caller call in. Or no, I said, we were talking on the show earlier today about, I said, Bob, what do you think happens, Buffalo? They're on the 35-yard line. And I said, tie game, and they're kicking. I says, what do you think? He says, I'll make that. I said, well, the caller called in and says, keep Lamar out there.
Tyler Luke, welcome to the NFL, my friend. You want to get in, you can't afford that. 583-1057. Talk about the Orioles. Talk about the Ravens. NBA playoffs finals are set. Stanley Cup finals are set. Number one and two seeds in college baseball World Series. They're gone, so they got eliminated yesterday, and some things happening in this day in Orioles history. Join us. Sports at 583-1057. Orioles have won three in a row. They've won 6-8. All is right with the world, right?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
First show of the week. Orioles sweep the White Sox, win yesterday 3-2. Brian Baker gets the save. Charlie Morton picks up his second straight win. So he's starting to stabilize just a bit. Let's not say he's Mike Messina. Let's not get dopey here. But Orioles showing a pulse. Now they go out to Seattle, take on the Mariners. First place in their division. Can be offensively challenged at times, but still a good team nonetheless. And the guy that Nolan and I picked to win the Cy Young, George Kirby, Kirby's pitching tomorrow. He got hurt in his first start of the season, which early schleprock. And he's being pounded since he's been back, but there's high-level potential with this dude. He throws hard, he's big, he's strong. So we'll see how it goes. But let's see. Coby Mayo's at first base because Ryan Mountcastle isn't. Mountie got hurt stealing home, sounds like, a couple of nights ago. Mullins went on the IL on Friday. And then you have Mateo in center or Carlson.
I like that better.
Carlson?
Yeah, he's much more natural.
Well, he's a center fielder. Yeah. Mateo's a shortstop playing center field. But Kerstad and Mateo had that run in literally on Saturday. And it was very similar to what happened to Mateo last year when him and Gunner collided in the infield, which tore his ulnar collateral there, the old Tommy John surgery. Center fielder is supposed to call off and take control. I mean, Kerstad, we saw misplaying a fly ball yesterday. he's not the smoothest. He did catch the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the Mateo play. Ran into him, and then yesterday the one off the wall, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then he got picked off third, which is kind of – and Ryan and I were talking about it, ripping it with Ryan. I mean, you're being told you suck as an outfielder. You can't hit. You're the second pick of the draft. I mean, you don't think this guy's got things swirling around and his melon every time he walks onto the field? I mean, he looks like a – you could see potential offensively. I don't think he's ever going to be a good outfielder. But he's seems a little mesmerized by what's happening with him.
I mean, just in that game, Bob, I mean, you saw him, you know, when he hit the ball, the triple, you saw, damn, for a big dude, he can run.
Get around them bases. Yep.
And then I thought, you know, on the one, the fly ball where he showed a good arm, you know, I thought he had a decent arm.
Just hit the cutoff, man.
Yep. Then he gets picked off. Yeah. Then he misses a ball. I mean, all in one game.
Well, he had the one play down the right field line.
That was a nice catch.
Where he made that.
Yeah.
And then one in the right center field gap where his face literally hit the 365.
Yeah.
Marker there. Who hasn't done that? You know what I mean? But Kerstad's got to be a dude. The problem for him, like Mayo's going to get an opportunity because who knows how long Mountcastle's out with a hamstring. But for Kerstad, Kowser's been out since the first series of the year. O'Neill's been on the IL three times. Now, Mullins, you've been given, is it fair at bats? I don't know. But he's been given an opportunity to succeed, and he hasn't really taken advantage of it. Now, will Mayo do that? I have no idea. I'd rather see him at first than third, because Westberg's coming back, so that's a moot point. And then Arias becomes your versatile dude. So, Mayo, your calling card is the stick. Yeah. So, start raking. And that's what Kerstad needs to just hit. Go out there. Go on an 8 for 16 with a couple of bombs. Look at Carlson. He's on fire now. Yeah. It's like, because he could be optioned back. They ain't get rid of him. Because he can play all three outfield spots. Just contribute with the stick. And they'll figure some other things out.
I told you off air, and I don't know what Nolan thinks, but watching Mayo, you know, the two games, Saturday and Sunday, I just thought he looked more confident. You know, when he was up before, he looked lost. Now he looks like he's up there, and, you know, and he's getting a lot better swings, and he doesn't look like I don't belong.
Right.
That's kind of what I saw.
Yeah, he got hosed on that one called strike yesterday.
Yeah, that was off the plate.
And low. I mean, that was a ball.
He got his first RBI, which was...
And then ran into the second baseman, which
oh
was...
Oh, my God.
I mean, what are you doing? I mean, he went out of his way to, like, initiate contact.
Yeah.
And if I'm that guy, I'm like... And they were both, like, the middle infielders. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Right. I mean, that's what I...
They, so, and then, of course, benches have to clear. Then the bullpens run in for no reason whatsoever. Just for aesthetics, I guess.
And then the thing is you see Mayo, I mean, you're the one that caused all this, and then you kind of get out of the way. You know,
he shoved him when the guy was getting into business.
No, but I mean, when everybody came out on the field, he's standing off in the background.
Yeah, because cooler heads prevailed, obviously. But Kobe Mayo, this is your chance, young man. So let's see if you can make the most of it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles have won three in a row. First series sweep since the end of 2024 against the Twins. And then they wound up getting swept by the Royals, but that's another story altogether. Let's go to Rosedale. It's Antonio. Antonio, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. I'm feeling good. How are you guys doing?
Good. All right.
Kobe Mayo keeps struggling with the Orioles. What is the answer, Wade? Trade him or keep him in the minors longer? Have a wonderful day, guys.
All right. Thank you, Antonio. I don't think he has to prove anything else at the minor league level.
No.
But if he doesn't do well with the Orioles, his trade value might not be all that great. But a year ago around this time, Kyle Stowers' trade value might not have been all that high, and you had to package him with Norby, both now starting for the Marlins, and Stowers having an all-star level first half. Let's give him some fair at-bats. Jackson Holliday, a year ago, was on the verge of getting sent back to the minor leagues. Overmatched. They brought him up too soon. Blah, blah, blah. Here's your leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. right now, and he's raking and doing. He did boot depth ground ball yesterday, cost Morton an unearned run.
Then he dropped the cutoff.
Yeah, throw. They would have threw the guy out of first base, but got to get these sticks in. Kerstad, though, I don't know. I don't want to keep picking on him. Like, because Adley was a proven commodity. Who isn't anymore? That's the most mystifying thing about this Oriole team.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening to this guy? But Kerstad, I'm running out of patience. Not that Mike Elias cares what I think. Mayo, I'm still in. Hey, give him 200 at-bats and let's see what he can do. Because where is he now? Like 75, not even at 100 at-bats yet?
60.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see what this guy has got in his tank, because he knows that his opportunity is there. He also knows that Westberg is getting ready to come back, so somebody's going to get sacrificed. And what better way to keep yourself in the mix? Go out there and rake in Seattle, and then in Sacramento against the A's, and then we'll all start to feel a little bit better about him. Because the ribby and the at-bats, the 60 at-bats he's had, he's hit two balls hard. One was a single up the middle, which I believe was his first hit, and then the ribby the other night. And then got kind of caught in a rundown and created a mini dust-up. But Kobe Mayo, this is your chance. Go out there and take advantage of it. If you're on the phones, give us a call, 410-583-1057, and we'll get to you. If you want to join us, that's the number. Ravens OTAs resume tomorrow. Open to the media. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk Orioles with him. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports over the weekend? A few things, and we'll get caught up on those. And Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, he'll be joining us. Are we getting closer to Aaron Rodgers signing in Pittsburgh? Or have things taken a turn? Maybe that's not happening at all.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The original plan, the Knicks, bye-bye. They go away quietly in Indiana on Saturday night as the Pacers advance to the NBA Finals, where they will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. With that game, it was the end of Inside the NBA on TNT as well, because Shaq and Charles did a mic drop in game five at Madison Square Garden, preemptive just in case, and then they really dropped the hammer on a Saturday night. And Inside the NBA, which is the greatest pre- and post-game show in the history of sports. The Pioneer was inside, or the NFL Today with Brent Musburger, Phyllis George, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. They started it all, basically, the way they have them now. But everything else just kind of hopes to be what Inside the NBA is. Now, they're not done. They're moving to ABC/ESPN. TNT will still produce it. But like a lot of people, I have concerns as to whether or not the ESPN grab, hey, we're going to shove Kendrick Perkins on for you. How about a little Monica McNutt? Hey, Shaq, here's Brian Windhorst. And of course,
Screaming A.
Smith. And they were basically saying, nobody's touching this show.
They shouldn't.
No, leave it alone. The good news is, and we'll see if the dynamic remains the same, they'll have the finals next year because it's on a, and then NBC's not part of the mix. But I mean, what happens to Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller and Ian Eagle and all of these guys, Stan Van Gundy? I don't know. I have no idea what the broadcasting crew is going to be like, but Inside the NBA is still alive, but it's moving to another venue. And
I like Kevin Harlan. How much does it change? The NBA guys.
Yeah, but does, I mean, he works for Fox or CBS, right? Does CBS games because he does a lot of Ravens games.
I think he works for everybody because he's doing every sport.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. But anyway, the Knicks, they're done. They go in six. OKC, first time since 12 for the Thunder and the first time since 2000, 25 years for the Indiana Pacers. Stanley Cup Finals are set. Panthers taking on the Oilers. Rematch from last year, which the Panthers won in seven games. So that should be an interesting one as well.
Last year, seven games, like you said, Bob, and it was an exciting series. And Connor McDavid, you know, the losing team, was the MVP last year. So, yeah, it should be a very physical series, you know, and it could come down again. Skinner is the goalie for Edmonton, has been playing really well. So that is a big plus. And last year, you know, Florida was the defensive team. Edmonton was the offensive team. And both got better in those areas. So it's going to be a hell of, it's the two best teams. And they keep showing the replay of last year at the end of the series where you could read Kachuk's lips saying to McDavid, same time, same place next year. And it is.
There we go. Year later, a boxing, if you missed it, Plant lost, Charlo won, if you follow that. So that anticipated super middleweight showdown for later in the year not happening because one guy didn't handle his business. But let's get out to the phones. Orioles did. Three-game sweep over the White Sox. They won 6-8. The Orioles are back. Now they're still 5.5 out of fourth place. They're still in last, but they're better. Whatever that means. And has Morton gone from a guy that was going to get DFA'd to someone they could actually flip for a live body? Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, Rashawn. Right.
I'm feeling good, man. You know, got our first sweep of the year, you know. So I know, even though I know it was against the worst team in baseball, though, you know.
No, not the worst team. Worst team in the American League.
Yeah, the Rockies are the worst team
American League
historically. But, you know, quality. See what happens when you get timely hitting. Bullpen handles its business, and you get a quality start. There you go. Exactly. Small ball. You don't need to hit five. Well, they're going to eventually have to hit home runs, as we know. But against the White Sox, lesser team, they did what they had to do. Let's see if they can start stacking some series wins is what really is going to have to happen.
Yeah, man. You know, when Charlie Morton is finally coming around, I told you, Bob. I told you last week. I said June, man. Things gonna start turning around. You know, man. We look like we're getting our $15 million finally up this guy. You know.
So, well, we're 2 days in. Let's not say that the Orioles are gonna win the wild card, but I understand what you're saying. And Morton started to get it more positive when he was flipped to the pen. And beating the White Sox is one thing, but he beat the Cardinals, who've been one of the hottest teams in baseball for the last month here.
Exactly. And we're 9 games back of the last wild card. So I say by the trade deadline, we should be, what, maybe, I say 3 or 4 games only. So that's why I don't think we should be sellers, though. You know, we still can turn this thing around. We got Westberg and Cowles coming back. We only want to get better from this point. You know, Bradish should be back. Suarez going to be back. Like, we're getting a lot of people back, Bob. So, man, you know, and Mountcastle, believe me or not, once he come back off this little stint, this little, he's going to start heating up. So, listen, it ain't over yet, man. I still got a decent chance of claiming that last wild card.
Well, Rashawn, I hear you. Appreciate the call, and I like your optimism. But that's a lot of, Westberg's coming back, Kowser's coming back. And that's two pretty significant additions to your lineup. Bradish isn't coming back till August. He is throwing. He's going to start bullpens. Then the rehab stuff's going to begin. Grayson Rodriguez, that's not happening anytime soon. No. Suarez, that's not happening anytime soon. Wells, maybe, could be happening here. McDermott got pounded yesterday down on the farm. So if they make trades, he's going to be one of the guys expected to come up and fill a hole in the rotation. I think there's too much work to be done. And with each passing series, the time starts to tick away. If they're 3 games out by the end of June, there's a lot of teams are sucking, and the Orioles are going to be one of the hottest teams in baseball in this month, which they haven't been in quite some time. If you're on the phones, we'll come back and take you. So hang tight, Brian, Mike, and Andy. That top of the hour, we've got Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Talk Orioles with him. Whip around left 15. And then we'll talk some NFL with Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer. We're in OTAville. And Howard Balzer is going to talk about maybe the state of the AFC North. And Philadelphia, best team in the NFC, if they're a close second right now. And then that's all she wrote until training camp starts either July. Well, Ravens haven't announced training camp date yet.
No.
It's late July, early August. We do know that. But it is June 2nd, so it's another calendar month in the year of 2025. Let's get out to the phones, hear what the people have to say. Let's go to Brian in Kent Island. Brian, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, I got 3 points this morning, all to do with the Orioles. I'll get them out there, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comments. First of all, too much Googling of all the new guys. I don't even know who these players are. I'm hoping and praying for a very, very quick end to the injuries. At least, if nothing else, Westberg and Cowles are back. Number two, I'll preface this by saying I'm a glass half full, half empty. I'm sorry, I'm a very half-empty glass type of guy. But I am encouraged with the Orioles' recent play. It's nice that we have a 3-game winning streak. I'm pumping the brakes on saying we're back. And third, most importantly, I have a very alternative view of the Colby Mayo dust-up play. Number one, he got a hit with 2 outs, runners in scoring position. By my count, it might be the first one the Orioles will have all year long. And then he applied what I consider very sharp IQ baseball. He gave himself up to be sure that we got the run because O'Hearn, they probably let the ball come through and he might be out at the plate if he doesn't give himself up. And then, instead of just giving away an out, he tries to create a little bit of contact. It wasn't a major shove, but if he gets that, then he gets a free second base. Very sharp play, very alternative to what you two gentlemen are spitting out this morning. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Well, he was out at a baseline
Yeah.
So, I mean, that he was out either way. And the shove didn't happen until after the guy from Chicago got in his face for, like, what the hell are you doing? So he kind of shoved him as he was trying to walk back to the dugout. And memory serves, I think O'Hearn had already scored on the base hit. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was creating an opportunity for Ryan O'Hearn. The good news is, though, to your original point of the call, got a hit with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, and it was a pretty exit velo friendly hit as well. We've been hearing for years, and you watch the videos of him down on the farm hitting 500 foot home runs, how immense the power is and the hit tool and all of that thing. Now let's start seeing it at the major league level. And this is a golden opportunity for him to do so. And here's another scenario. Ryan O'Hearn's going to be the Orioles All-Star unless somebody else rises up here or there's some insanity with the voting, which, you know, happens from time to time. He's in the last year of his deal. Ryan O'Hearn can play the outfield. He can play first base.
I like him at first base.
But do you trade him? I mean, is his value going to be any higher than it is right now? I'm not saying you're going to get the number one pitching prospect or outfield prospect. You get the point in another organization. But instead of letting him take off even further in the second half of the season and you fall short of the playoffs, you going to pay him? If not, you're going to lose him as a free agent. Because he came up from Kansas City when they were like the Moustakas and the Hosmas were all, the Canes were all moving on to free agency because they couldn't afford to pay them after back-to-back World Series. He was going to be that next wave of prospects in the Royals organization. Didn't pan out. And Baltimore brought him in, and he has been an asset since the minute he put on that black and orange. But you either have to pay him or trade him. Unless, as Rashawn thinks, and I'm sure PT's out there somewhere, sees a 10 out of 12 and a 16 out of 18 or whatever winning streak that puts him right in the mix of things. I mean, Elias has some interesting decisions to make with his roster constitution heading into the trade deadline if you're out of it, I would think.
Bob, who would you rather pay, Mullins or O'Hearn?
Well, if Mayo rakes, then I would lean towards Mullins. Because you're still waiting for Bradfield and Honeycutt and Holiday, who you drafted last year out of
out of North Carolina.
Beavers, yeah, all of these guys coming up next year. Well, not next year, but eventually through the system. It's an interesting quandary. Now, Sed, unfortunately, is on the IL, and with a hammy, then he had the adductor thing a couple of times last year. Now he's at 30-ish. Is it too much of a risk to give him a...
gets hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, so does Tyler O'Neill, and he gave them all that money.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of injuries, pretty significant one it looked like with Corbin Burns in Arizona against the Nats. We'll talk about that. But let's go to Andy and Dundalk. Andy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's good up, Andy?
I called you guys after, like, the third game that Mancellini managed and was stating that I'd like to see him just get a chance to finish this year. Now we've had 2 3-game win streaks. We've swept our first series. Ryan O'Hearn stole home plate, which I did bring up there being more aggressive on the base paths. I mean, the overall outlook of this team, they look like they want to play baseball again. He's got the team fired up. And I called the morning show, and even Rob Long, and I'm not saying he's the be-all, end-all at all, but he's the first talk show host that agreed that if the Orioles keep on the trajectory they're on, they will probably let him finish this year without a doubt. And if we get back to 500, which I think we are, I don't think we should be selling at all unless we're just going to do a complete makeover. In that case, let's get rid of Elias because him doing the makeover is not going to be the plan. Not in my mind anyway.
500 but by the trade deadline, you mean?
If we're selling by the trade deadline.
Right, I got you.
Then I'm okay. Let's just get rid of Elias because if we're doing the whole makeover thing, let's get a great general manager in here, somebody that deserves to be paid the money to rebuild this team right. Because Elias has had his chance. And I'm sorry, I don't agree with everything he's done. I don't disagree with everything he's done. I think Brandon Hightailer and the pitching staff has been the major and the largest concern, period. And now we have more pitchers that have thrown 90 pitches when they started than all of last year with Brandon Hyde. So the bullpen's going to get the rest it needs if this trajectory keeps up with him giving starters the chance to throw 90-plus pitches.
All right, Andy, thanks for the call. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Look, Manzolino has 3 winning months. Everything will take care of itself. They finished 30 games below 500. His chance is gone. Not that it's fair for him, by the way, because he inherited this mess. He wasn't the chosen guy to navigate him. But Nolan, you're over there, and you're still disagreeing with Andy, it sounds like.
Well, they beat the White Sox.
Okay.
Am I missing something?
No, they
won three games against.
I hear what you're saying.
And he loves the manager so much, doesn't even know how to pronounce his name.
It's Manzolino.
Manzolino, not Mancellini.
He was an Italian leader, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's so great.
Didn't end well for him.
He's a great manager, apparently.
Nah, but...
He's 7-8.
Nolan, I hear you. And I'm in your side here. But if there is a turnaround that lasts for weeks, months, etc., you know, he's got to be given some level of credit for it. Now, when they get healthier, he's got a better arsenal of players than Brandon Hyde has had. You know, but it's hard to let Charlie Morton throw 90 pitches when he's given up six runs after 30 of them. Right. You know what I mean? There is kind of a works both ways scenario. But anyway, we'll talk more Orioles. Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Stick around for that. That's coming up next. Whip around 11:15. And then Howard Balzer will talk some NFL. The hell's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Can we stick a fork in this and move on with our lives as we start to preview the teams in the AFC North?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.